Nepal revisits a return to a Hindu state, a ministry finds Southeast Asia's greatest need, and the passion of a younger generation means creative outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Compass Direct says Nepal could be returning to a Hindu state. The report indicates the appeal has been growing as the May 28th rewrite of the Constitution nears. When it was a Hindu kingdom, proclaiming Christ was a punishable offense and churches were shut down. The window for evangelism could be closing. However, Christian Resources International's John Lowry says they're providing Pastor Reuben Ray with materials for his ministry.
He has a particular heart for training pastors and Christian workers to help them be capable to do a better job in their teaching, so that in turn, the word continues to spread.
Ray hand-delivers hundreds of Bibles and other Christian materials to rural churches. It's a small but effective work.
It has to be shipped in smaller quantities so that he can handle it. So we'll probably be shipping 600-800 pounds.
Keep praying wisdom for Pastor Ray. He needs help.
Pray that God would raise up some people to help him with that ministry. Pray for these materials to get there and to be well distributed to the right people.
Next, a Baptist pastor in Kazakhstan is uncertain of his future. Forum 18 News reports Pastor Victor Levin was threatened with deportation. The now stateless Baptist, who is Kazakh-born, was convicted of missionary activity without state permission. Because he and his wife don't have passports, they can't work or travel. Authorities put Baptists on the same plane as terrorists, saying they violate the law often because they continue religious activity without registration. Many churches have been denied registration. You're listening to Mission Network News. Racing through the streets of India, Sheetal was forced to find clients for her prostitute mother. Then at night, she had to lie under her mother's bed while her mother worked. Another girl, Dilmaya, lost her father to AIDS and her mother to the brothels. What did the two have in common? Both were rescued from the red light district and brought to the Santvana Children's Home, funded by Orphan Outreach. Both now know Christ wants to save them too. Help Orphan Outreach rescue more children just like these. Meanwhile, when Paul Richardson asks the people of Southeast Asia about their greatest need, the answer is always the same: education. Richardson, a Pioneers USA field member, says,
"There's this awareness in the developing world and this anxiety because there's a feeling that the rest of the world is racing forward into the 21st century. And there are opportunities out there, and yet the poor are being left behind."
As Richardson helped develop Christian schools in Southeast Asia, he's watched entire villages transform. The main goal, though, is for students to be changed by the gospel and an effective education.
Our dream is that the graduates of our Christian schools, equipped and empowered by the gospel and prepared to be leaders and men and women of influence, would rise up in their own cultures and their own societies and bring about change and become voices of hope amongst their own people.
Prayers are needed for this ministry. Go to our website to learn more. And Jim Ramsey's whole job is missions as the director of field ministry at the Mission Society. Recently, he observed several trends.
One real excitement for me is just beginning to see a new generation of young people who are really sold out to the Lord and really desiring to make an impact with their lives.
The Mission Society wants to direct this passion with training.
Part of our job now is how do we take that passion, that interest, and help direct it in ways that really make a difference.
Especially highlighted at Urbana 09, young people care about social justice.
Social justice is nothing new, but there seems to be an extra pouring out, I think, from the Holy Spirit of an awareness and a passion for this among this generation.
Ramsey observes another trend.
The other movement that we're experiencing at the Mission Society is that missions is becoming more and more of a collaborative effort.
Combining this with the new generation's momentum, partnering ministries and national churches are seeing God's word proclaimed more creatively and widespread than ever. Visit our website to join the movement. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available the free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel is changing lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises, at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.